Minnesota News Network. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Palm. The 22-year-old woman, allegedly killed by her husband in St. Cloud over the weekend, is the daughter of Republican gubernatorial candidate Jeff Johnson. Officers called to a medical emergency Saturday night found 22-year-old Haley Tobler of St. Cloud dead of multiple stab wounds. According to the Republican Party of Minnesota, Johnson has suspended his campaign for governor out of respect for his family and the enormity of this loss. State GOP officials added, "There are no words that can adequately express the sorrow we feel for Jeff and his family." Former State Senator Scott Jensen will not be the Republican nominee for governor again this year. Jensen finished fourth in the GOP gubernatorial straw poll at the precinct caucuses Tuesday.
"Today I'm announcing that I am withdrawing from the governor's race. Instead, I'm running to be the next state auditor for Minnesota."
Jensen also says in his campaign video,
"We have excellent candidates running for governor, and I am confident that one of my colleagues will be well positioned to win in November."
Jensen says Minnesota needs a watchdog who's going to declare war on waste, fraud, and abuse. He'll face at least two Republicans in the state auditor primary. The Minnesota Department of Commerce says it's not too late to apply for energy assistance. Program Director Michael Schmitz.
"The program helps eligible Minnesotans pay for heating and electricity, helps avoid disconnections, or if you lose heat through your fuel running low or your heating system, like your furnace, your boiler stops working."
He says there's more information on the Department of Commerce website. And police in Rochester report finding the body of a woman who was reported missing. A spokesperson says a body was located in a wooded area Saturday near the Highway 63, Highway 30 interchange, and the remains were identified as the missing woman, 28-year-old Feroza Shirzai. State Representative Chris Wadzinski of Ghent wants to increase your odds of reeling in more fish. He's proposing a bill that would allow anglers to cast two lines at a time with the increased revenue used to stock more walleye in our lakes.
"Reached out to some fishing organizations. They're still, you know, they're still trying to get their head wrapped around it and how it would affect and what kind of numbers we would have to make it really make an impact on stocking numbers. You know, ultimately, I think we want to leave this place in a better state than we found it. And, you know, having folks that are enjoying the outdoors is the best way to protect the outdoors."
Swedzinski says surrounding states already allow double-line fishing. And some analysts think the University of Minnesota women's basketball team could crack the top 25 rankings today following six straight wins. The Golden Gophers topped Rutgers 63-52 Sunday in New Jersey to improve to 9-4 in the Big Ten and 18-6 overall. Minnesota hosts Nebraska Thursday. This is MNN.